This is the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, your voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, here's your host, Family Research Council President, Tony Perkins.
Hello and welcome to this weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. I'm David Salkeld and I'm sitting in for Tony, who is with his family enjoying a little time off. Well, I'm sure you've been seeing these undercover videos about Planned Parenthood, and Washington Watch guest host Craig James sat down with a couple of members of Congress to talk about them. Also, coming up a little later in the show, Craig was joined by retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin for his thoughts on the Iran treaty that President Obama wants to see be ratified. But first, joining Craig to discuss the Planned Parenthood issue, as well as her bill that would put funding for Planned Parenthood on hold pending a House investigation, is the representative from the 6th Congressional District of Tennessee, Diane Black.
Kind of give us an update, if you would, please, after this weekend and all the big TV shows and all the talk that's gone on about Planned Parenthood and the uncovering of this undercover video. What's the mood like now in Washington?
I think more than ever, you have my colleagues here who are wanting to defund Planned Parenthood. We'd like to be able to do it permanently. But for right now, given these undercover videos that show this just devaluing of life, people are ready to at least put a moratorium on for a year while we do an investigation. And we saw Ms. Roberts this week trying to defend what was happening over there at Planned Parenthood, and a lot of misinformation given out by her.
Well, it was, and I watched the interview that she had on TV, and Cecil Richards, she's trying to talk about a lot of different things, and we see it happen all the time about throwing smoke screens out there, diverting from what we have seen as a country. How do we keep her on track and what has really happened and to hold them responsible for their irresponsible actions?
I think they want to change the dialogue. They're going after the Center for Medical Progress and trying to say that they're the problem. They're trying to divert from what the truth is. And the more that people see these videos, the more they are so discouraged by what's happening there at Planned Parenthood, or they're devaluing life. So we've got to just keep the message out there. I think there are more of these videos yet to come. And as people, the more the people see this, the more they're going to be ready to call their representatives and support H.R. 3134, which would put a moratorium on the money for at least a year until a full investigation is done.
Well, and you know, to the point that you're making there about the distraction from the truth, it's that the using the words sensationalized videos, militant activist, really throwing the onus on those who put these videos together. It's undeniable when, as a human being, you sit there and you watch what they've done and how it's not taken out of context. These are harsh, just terrible comments and things being said about babies being taken and babies' parts being sold.
I watched these videos before they were released and had an opportunity to be with the Center for Medical Progress, where they were showing us these videos and discussing how they were going to release them. And I could just hardly sit there and watch them. It really shook me to see just such a cavalier attitude by these physicians who, by the way, take a pledge to save lives, not to kill them. But the cavalier attitude of sitting with a glass of wine and eating a salad and talking about crunching babies' parts and negotiating for the cost of these parts is really just despicable behavior. It's so inhumane. So again, if people want to watch this in full, there are places to go on YouTube to see that this is not a cut and paste. This is actual video footage where they just took a piece of it, a piece that could tell the story and fit into a time frame. But if you want to watch more of that, you can see very clearly this is not a cut and paste. This is truly the heart and soul of what goes on there at Planned Parenthood.
Amen to that. Our guest is Congressman Diane Black out of Tennessee and a champion here for Defund Planned Parenthood Act 2015, and working hard to get that across the goal line. As I look at this, Diane, I think that a lot of folks are wondering, we've provided nearly $500 million a year in taxpayer dollars to a group that is really shown that they're irresponsible and incapable of handling our taxpayer dollars. What's the mood like? I know you've got 137 sponsors you mentioned on the Hill. Is that number, is it growing by the day?
It is growing. We're up to 144, at least as of about 4 o'clock today when I asked my staff how many others have signed on. We're encouraging people to call their members and make sure that we get everybody that we can possibly get on that bill, because the more support that I have, the more likely it is that our leadership will bring that bill forward. And so we are encouraging people to make those calls.
What's the pushback been?
Well, the speaker is saying that he really wants a full investigation before we move forward, but I think that it will be short-sighted because there will be other films, other pieces of film that will come out. I'm afraid that we'll leave here and go on our August recess, and while we're out in the district working, that there will be more of this footage, and we will have not acted. And so I believe that we need to act before we leave here.
I think one of the questions that you'll get asked quite often when you're back in your district is going to be, explain to us the difference between defund versus moratorium. A lot of folks that I've been around lately, they're asking that question.
Well, I would like to be able to defund them all together. They get about $500 million in their total taxpayer funding, and that's through all the grants and the Title X and also the Medicaid funding. I would like to be able to do that, but I think at least at this point in time, the very least we should do, given the nature of these videos and seeing what they are doing in these videos, and you know, this is also, there are some other things that they've done in the past that were some ethical concerns, like ignoring the mandatory statutory rape reporting law. So it's not the first time that we've seen this happen with Planned Parenthood. I think we have enough footage and enough understanding of what they've done in the past to make the case that we just need right now to say, okay, let's blow the whistle, let's just stop funding them, let's go ahead and do the investigations. I am very supportive of that, but in the meantime, let's take an action, and I believe that we have enough information to say it warrants an action being taken. Taxpayers are not happy about their money going for this kind of activity. This organization continues to talk about basic health care for women. This is not basic health care, the things that are going on there. And by the way, this doesn't mean that the money goes away for women's health care. This money can be diverted to other places like federally qualified health centers. We've got about 1,200 of those across the country. They give the same kind of service and they don't provide abortions. And I think the taxpayer would feel that that was a better use of their dollars.
Amen to that. Well said, Congressman Black, because the screenings for breast cancer, you're not taking away the dollars for that. We know that that's important to women and their health care. You're just saying that this particular group, which I really believe this is a reckless and irresponsible act that we have seen. They are not capable and have shown the ability to restrain themselves with the dollars that we provide for them.
And we can direct those dollars to places where they truly do take care of basic health care for women and family planning that is good, healthy family planning. Abortions are not healthy family planning. And you know that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the entire country. They talk about giving basic health care, but this is not the kind of basic health care that I believe, and neither that I have learned in my years of nursing or being in health care, that really is healthy for women.
Well, they've got 327,000 abortions a year. We've got 1 minute before I need to let you go here. So you've been a nurse for 40 years, and thank you so much for your service. When you see something like this, and you know the language they used, and they identify parts, it's not a fetus, it's babies, a baby part, hearts and lungs and et cetera, does it just make your heart turn?
Well, it does, because I've been in nursing for over 40 years, as you have said. I was a young nurse right out of nursing school when Roe v. Wade was decided. And at that point in time, we didn't have the technology and the science that we have now. People talked about it only being a blob of tissue. It really wasn't human-like. Well, if we're talking about livers and hearts and brains and muscle tissue. We're talking about life. We're talking about a baby. So I'm really proud that with the technology and the science now, we can look into the window of the womb and see this truly is a baby.
Congressman Diane Black, thank you so much for taking the time. We know you're busy. Keep up the great work and best of luck. We'll encourage our listeners to go and to encourage their congressmen and women to do the same.
Thank you very much for your help.
We want to thank Diane Black for her courageous leadership on the issue of life in the House of Representatives. If you want to learn more about H.R. 3134, which has not yet been voted on, simply go to tonyperkins.com and follow the links. Coming up next, more fallout from Planned Parenthood as we get a view from the Senate side of the Capitol. We'll be right back with more Washington Watch Weekly right after this.
Do you want to stay on top of the latest research relating to marriage, religion, and the family, but don't have time to scroll through pages of websites or read hundreds of emails? MARRI stands for the Marriage and Religion Research Institute, and we have a solution. Our e-list is your one-stop shop for the best research on faith and family. Every week, MARRI will send you one-page email that contains three new articles or publications by MARRI on current cultural issues and statistics on marriage and religion. It's a quick read, informative, and reliable. It will also prepare you to speak authoritatively on the fundamental issues regarding marriage and religion. So, what are you waiting for? Stop scrolling and start learning. Sign up for MARRI's weekly updates today by visiting marri.us/subscribe. That's marri.us/subscribe.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. Well, earlier this week, another egregious video surrounding Planned Parenthood and their selling of fetal body parts was released. Every video has been heart-wrenching, but I must say, this latest one was very graphic and tough to watch. The question is, where does Congress go from here? Joining Washington Watch guest host Craig James with reaction to this video and what the Senate plans to do about these actions by Planned Parenthood is the U.S. Senator from Montana, Steve Daines.
Senator, I know that you, first and foremost, you're a human being and a citizen and a person. How have these videos impacted you personally?
Well, Craig, my wife, Cindy, and I have been married for almost 29 years. We have four children, have two boys and two girls. And, you know, setting aside the politics and everything that goes on in D.C., just as a human being, as a mother, a father, a member of society, looking at these horrible videos with the conversations going on of selling baby body parts, it's inexcusable, it's unconscionable that this is happening in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. It's so disturbing, Craig. I'm getting to the point now where I don't want to open up the next video that I see that comes out. It's horrifying.
Isn't that the truth?
It's absolutely disgusting. I'm my vocabulary is probably not big enough to come up with another word that describes what's going on right now with these videos.
This morning when I watched it, I've been through a lot of different things in my life, and it takes a lot to turn my stomach. Mm-hmm. When I watched the video this morning, it really did. It caused pause. It turned my stomach, and I just can't imagine if people took the time to watch these videos, that it wouldn't move them. What's going on right now in the Senate chamber with this?
Well, I don't know, Craig, if you've heard the latest that came out today. We're getting reports from the Education and Workforce Committee that Secretary of Health and Human Services Burwell was before the committee today, and we're just getting reports that she said to the committee that she has not watched the videos and is not planning to investigate. Your jaw drops when you see a member of the president's cabinet who would have responsibility, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who says she hasn't watched the videos and has no plans to investigate. So we spent some time at lunch today, we being some of the Republican senators. We meet for lunch on Tuesdays. In fact, I sat at the same table as Joni Ernst today, Senator Ernst from Iowa, a very good friend. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at a vote that we can put on the Senate floor sometime before we adjourn late next week. And some of the options we're looking at, perhaps placing the moratorium on their funding while we investigate Planned Parenthood's appalling behavior, a straight up and down vote to defund Planned Parenthood. I support all of these options. We need to look at what is the smartest option to put on the floor right now to affect change. So we've got to still figure out what the right vehicle is going to be, which option will garner the most support. But if this does not convince most members to defund Planned Parenthood, then I don't know what would.
Amen to that. What type of is it across the aisle that you're feeling the reaction coming from your colleagues in the Senate?
You know, we have some family-oriented great members, certainly on both sides of the aisle. My concern, Craig, is these issues unfortunately just become these partisan battles between oftentimes Republicans who are standing for life and the Democrats who are not willing to take a tough stand on this. I hope that we can gain bipartisan support with at least some from the other side of the aisle to join us. As a mother, as a father, as an uncle, as an aunt, as a grandfather, as a grandmother, just as a human being, to see the dismemberment of babies and to then be selling these parts, talking about, you know, over a glass of wine and chewing on a salad, talking about Lamborghini cars. I mean, it's absolutely appalling, and I hope we can get members from both sides of the aisle to stand for these babies that that are being murdered, and then we're seeing the sale of the parts. It's appalling.
That was Montana Senator Steve Daines, along with Washington Watch guest host Craig James. You can find out more about Senator Daines when you visit our website, tonyperkins.com. When we come back, FRC's Executive Vice President, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, joins Craig for a discussion about the latest out of Washington on the Iran Treaty. Don't go away.
On September 25th through the 27th, plan to be at this year's Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C. to stand alongside thousands of like-minded Americans who want to see our country return to the founding principles of faith, family, and freedom. Confirmed and invited speakers include Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, the Benham Brothers, Dr. Ben Carson, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Franklin Graham, Megyn Kelly, Governors Bobby Jindal, Scott Walker, Mary Fallon, Jeb Bush, and Sam Brownback. Senators Ted Cruz, Tim Scott, Marco Rubio, and Rand Paul, Representative Paul Ryan, and many more. Today's hottest topics will be addressed: religious liberty, life and marriage, national security, government overreach, and much more. Register before May 1st for just $99 at valuesvotersummit.org. That's valuesvotersummit.org. This September, stand with us to preserve this great nation. Values Voter Summit is sponsored by FRC Action, AFA Action, American Values, Liberty Institute, Ohio Christian University, and Family Research Council.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. I'm David Salkeld, sitting in for Tony, who's enjoying a little summer vacation. Well, earlier this week, Secretary of State John Kerry was on Capitol Hill answering to Congress regarding the administration's nuclear agreement with Iran. One thing is for sure, this is a very heated topic. We are dealing with a regime that is not just a sponsor of terrorism, but certainly one that cannot be trusted in any deal made. Knowing their history, it's baffling why the White House continues to work toward reaching an agreement. Joining Craig James on this is FRC's Executive Vice President and founding member of the Army's Delta Force, 36-year veteran, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin.
Is there an update that you have for us on where we are on this deal that we've got going on with Iran?
Well, I just, it's funny, I just came back from a meeting that was chaired by Senator Cruz. We had three other members of the House of Representatives there, Louie Gohmert, Doug Lamborn, and a guy named Zeldin out of Long Island. I didn't know him. It was the first time I met him. And then we had a large number of people there, including a lot of representatives from Jewish groups, but also from the Tea Party and from Heritage. And, of course, Ken Blackwell and I were there from Family Research Council and a lot of other groups, the groups that we normally hang with and work with. And there were several things that came out of this, one of which came from one of the senior Jewish members there, who said that in talking to some of the folks that he's talked to in Israel, the reality is that what this could result in over a period of maybe 3 to 5 years is not $100 to $150 billion into the coffers of the Iranians, but maybe as much as $700 billion. Now, think about the fact that $150 billion represents about a quarter of their national budget. What would happen if we got a quarter of our national budget suddenly infused into our economy? And if you look at $700 billion, what this is going to do is absolutely expedite their development of not just nuclear weapons, but long-range intercontinental missiles. And they don't need those to reach Israel. They need those to reach the continental United States. It's going to increase their funding for terrorism, particularly Hezbollah and Hamas. It is going to make them an even greater threat to the Persian Gulf or the Straits of Hormuz. And there is it's incredible that this administration has been willing to sign what I think Mike Huckabee was trying to say was the death warrant for the state of Israel.
Yeah. Secretary of State John Kerry was on Capitol Hill and apparently answering questions to Congress regarding the administration's nuclear agreement with Iran. What did he say? I mean, what can we take away from anything that he says about this?
Well, he maintains that this is the best deal we could get. He maintains that this is the only way that we can avoid war, and that's absolutely nonsense. He also made a statement, I think this one was off the record, but it came out in this meeting that I was in with Senator Cruz by one of the people that was actually privy to the conversation. He said he was asked, why are you not handling this like a treaty? And he said, because if it was a treaty, it would never get ratified. And well, yeah, duh, that makes sense. But let me throw something out here that I actually brought this up in the meeting today, and I think it's important. I heard a liberal commentator today on the news, and the dialogue on this and the message on this is already starting to change, because Democrats and liberals know this is a bad deal, and they know that it will ensure that Iran will have a nuclear weapon. And that Iran will continue to fund terrorism. Well, when you stop and think about it, they know that it's ultimately going to come out publicly that this is a bad deal and that they're getting a weapon. So what they're doing now is, and it is reflected in what this woman was saying today, is they're saying, well, but it would be insanity for the Iranians to use a nuclear weapon against Israel. Israel is a nuclear power. Now, what that reflects is an absolute either ignorance of the facts or a deliberate deception. And I think it's some of both. Mm-hmm. What people need to understand, and we need to get this message out, is that Iranian theology, a Shia theology, the theology of the Shia Twelvers, as they are called, is very consistent with them using a nuclear weapon against Israel. And here's why. They believe that their Messiah will only return in an atmosphere of bloodshed and chaos. The world has to be in chaos for their Messiah to come back and reign and establish Sharia. Is there a better way to create that chaos? So you say they fire a nuclear weapon, they kill 6 million Jews, what Hitler couldn't do in 10 years. They kill 6 million Jews in 60 seconds with a nuclear weapon dropped either on Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. And then the Israelis, with their systems, what's left of the government of Israel, returns fire and destroys the city of Tehran. Well, think about this. In their theology, all the Jews that are killed in this are martyrs. I mean, are going straight to hell because they're infidels. They're Jews. Mm-hmm. They're pigs. Any Muslim that is killed in the city of Tehran or Qom or Bandar Abbas or any place else where the Israelis might retaliate is going to be a martyr and go straight to heaven. Their regime survives. The Israelis are all gone, decimated. There is no Israel anymore. And the benefit is that that is the chaos that brings their Messiah back. Do not make the mistake of thinking like a Westerner when you are dealing with the theology of the mullahs of the Islamic Council there in Iran.
Which is what we're doing. And I think, General, as I listen to you do a great job explaining this for us, this isn't like a bad deal in Obamacare that we can go back and work on. The cat's out of the bag if you allow these guys to get a nuclear weapon. We can't rectify that.
That's right. And this is a place where the Europeans are following the American lead, and the Europeans have a consistent history of burying their head in the sand and ignoring serious threats. And if America doesn't lead, then there's nobody else in the world is going to. I hope that the members of our Senate, to include those in the Democratic Party, will say a flat no. Their vote will be no. We will not stand by for this treaty. We will not lift sanctions. We will not allow this to go forward. It's going to take Democrats, though. It can't be just the Republicans. It's going to take Democrats. And that was one of the things that Senator Cruz was talking about today and trying to emphasize, was the fact that we've got to get to the Democratic leadership as well as the rank and file of the Democratic members of the Senate and say, you cannot vote for this. You cannot do this because it threatens not just the nation of Israel, but ultimately this threatens Americans' national security, because if they had a bomb right now, you must understand they would use it against America. They've been trying to get nuclear technology for a long time.
That's not just your opinion. They have stated that.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it's one of those. There's so many different hot buttons in our country right now that people are focused on. I'm not so sure that Americans aren't overwhelmed with the things going on, and this is why we have to keep pushing hard on items like this, so that whether they call it an agreement or a treaty or whatever it is, it can't happen. General Boykin, thank you so much for the update, for what you do, and man, keep up the great work, and it's a privilege to work alongside you on this stuff.
Thanks a lot. It's great being with you, and God bless you and all of those that are listening to the program.
That was FRC's Executive Vice President and retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. You can find more information about the general, along with many more issues that we're following, when you go to TonyPerkins.com. Also, while you're there, sign up for Tony's Washington Update. It's a daily email highlighting the important issues affecting your faith, family, and freedom. You can sign up for it when you visit TonyPerkins.com. Well, that's it for this week's show. I'm David Salkeld, thanking you for being with us, and I encourage you to be back here next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
The weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you've heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can help support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our new watch line at 1-866-372-7234.